Congrats, it's a bit like building a house. Is there a safe spot for loudness over a certain period of time? I hope the roof will be waterproof enough. Hashtag UK weather. As an artist, I don't know how I can get involved in the George Floyd / Black Lives Matter context. Will 5302 tracks be available on Bandcamp? You're a fucking idiot. Hey guys, welcome to the Kane Audio Vlog. It is Friday. It's time for another Ask Me Anything. Usual rules apply, comment anything you want below this video and I'll get back to you in next week's video. Before I look at last week's video, is there any house admin? First things first, I'm trying this microphone this time because I feel like it's a much closer sound. So hopefully this is better, but I feel odd having a microphone near my face. Other than that, what's been going on? I have uploaded a part one of the studio build. Again, those of you that follow the channel anyway will know I'm in the new studio now. So I'm just kind of slowly getting used to everything at the minute. So expect everything to be a little bit awkward for the next couple of weeks. Either I'll have a bad camera angle or some bad sound, or I'm just like, right now I feel weird that I'm looking all the way over there to the camera and then all the way here to the microphone, and I feel like I'm 20 foot away from the camera as well, which is weird. It's just everything feels different. House admin. What has been going on? Obviously, you're all aware that I'm in the new studio, so that's pretty much all that's been going on recently. What else? I've just updated the 5302 playlist, so that's up to date. I think most of you that follow this channel tend to follow the playlist as well, so that's been updated. I started talking about it's all over the place now. I started talking about the fact that I've uploaded the part one to this studio build. I kind of felt like I wanted to do, I'm aiming for like three videos ish to get everyone up to date to this point where we are now, basically. So I'll briefly skip through what I've got in my head at the minute. As part one was sort of the overview and introduction of where I'm at now, just a sort of a quick look around the room and also what my options were when it came to building it and where I was building it and any sort of obstacles or choices there were there. Part two is more about, I think anyway, at this point in my head, I'm going to do part two is going to be sort of focusing on what options are available beyond the structure. So getting electrics, getting internet, what sort of equipment, what sort of size, flooring, heating, and I'm not sure where acoustics come into that. I think I'll probably pile acoustics into that video as well, in at least where I'm starting from and again what options are available, blah 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 blah. And then part three, I think, might be acoustics. Not sure. I don't know whether that kind of warrants its own separate video. Part three, again, in my head is. I don't know if I'll do a part three. Might chuck this into part two as well. We'll see how it goes. But I'd like to do a separate sort of breakdown of costs. I know from the first video, a couple of people have asked about how much stuff cost. I'm fairly transparent with these things, so I don't mind sort of going into detail in what I was looking at and why and how and when, and breaking down some costs. I actually don't know the total cost off the top of my head. All I know that it is that I'm broke now, so Yeah, but I haven't totaled everything up. And, you know, in fairness, there are a few things like, you know, this chair and the desk, for example. I've been eyeing up this desk for probably 3 years. And I bought it ages ago, knowing that I was going to use it when I got into this cabin. So there's lots of things that I've kind of bought along the way. I also, the more astute of you may have noticed that my KeyStation 88 being so big doesn't fit on this desk, and I knew that ages ago as well, but needed to be sure. I actually have on back order the smaller KeyStation, the Mark III KeyStation 61, and I think that's not in stock until middle of July. So again, there's lots of little things like that. So anyway, I digress as usual. Yeah, so that's where I'm at now. Further to that, it is actually, I'll let you into a little TV secret here. It's actually Thursday afternoon, evening, and I'm filming this. So I know some of you guys often leave your questions to Friday morning, last thing, which is when I usually film it. I'm going to try and start getting these done on a Thursday afternoon slash evening now, just because family life needs me on a Friday morning. So yeah, I think that is all the house admin. We're on, I don't even know where we are. Where are we? We're episode, so this is Ask Me Anything 109. Unbelievable. We've been doing so many of these AMAs, it's brilliant. Yeah, so as you can see, last week I did post a link to the 5302 playlist archive. On there we have, let's have a look, 33 hours and 44 minutes of music. There you go. Absolutely free. Get involved. There'll be a link below this video showing the current Spotify playlist. And it's kind of every couple of weeks for new viewers. Every couple of weeks I'll update the playlist basically with, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours-ish of music. So there we go. Right, looking at last week's video, let's have a look at the comments. Starting at the top, Techolite Music. That's already an unbelievable high five amount of work done, in my opinion. Congrats. It's a bit like building a house. Hard and heavy work to get the structure done, and then you have to deal with all the tiny details. Yes, absolutely. And boy, are there a lot of tiny details, like this microphone in my way. Yeah, so there are an obscene amount of tiny details at the minute. You know, silly little things like the electrics, say, doubt you'll be able to see, no you can't see on the video, but basically the electrics come in one corner, and I have across an entire wall that way and that wall. I've built in skirting trunking that carries electric cables, data cables and audio cables through 3 separate channels. At the moment, 80% of the cable, other than the mains electric that I've fit in and the sockets I've obviously pressed into there, other than the sockets, all the plugs and wires and data cables and everything are actually outside of the trunking at the minute, because I'll be sort of breaking holes and whatever and fitting everything in. But I kind of needed to run through tests and get everything in the right place before I start making things permanent. So the trunking's not even fully fixed to the wall at the minute. So yeah, all those little details still need doing. This it's kind of eternal, I suppose. But talking about these videos and doing the sort of the build videos, you know, I'm assuming, like I sort of mentioned earlier on, there's 3 videos at least in my head at the minute that are pretty much, you know, good to go or good to film. But there will be a part 4, part 5, no doubt, because I think I touched on this in part 1, where I've purposefully not soundproofed. In fact, I don't know if you guys can hear this. I've not really tested these microphones. It's going to take a long time for me to get used to all of this. But using this microphone, for example, I don't know if it picks up the room sounds. But right now I can hear beautiful birds singing and a gentle pitter patter of rain on the roof. And that's through like four layers of separate roofing materials that I've put through, including insulation and stuff like that. I don't know how audible these are going to be coming across on the videos, but I consciously didn't soundproof this place, partly because it's saving on budget, saving on time, saving on energy, saving on space, all of the above. I don't work massively loud anyway, but also I kind of quite like the idea of having like... if any of you live in the northwest of England, you'll know the last few days we've had mad thunderstorms, and it's been fantastic to be able to just sit here and listen to the thunder rolling by while I'm just playing piano and just getting used to the sounds of the room and everything. So yeah, there we go. I digress again. You'll tweak this room to your liking and requirements over time. Already decent sound in there. Good, thank you. So I was using my Rode mic, which I've used in the back room for eternity. I've kind of swapped to, well, it's another Rode mic, but my Rode shotgun mic I was using because it's a video mic and it kind of made sense. I've now swapped to this mic, which is my studio voiceover mic. I don't know what the quality of sound is going to be like, but it's generally better than the shotgun mic. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know what the sound is going to be like, but I just felt like that shotgun mic's it kind of picks up a bit too much of the room reverbs and whatever, which is almost unnatural because this room is actually a really flat, dead sound. So it's a bit strange. If you find yourself with extra acoustic panels in the end, maybe doubling them or using some for the ceiling could be a good recycling solution. Again, that's another video I'm thinking of doing at some point in the future. So I have kind of a mixture of different types of panels here. I definitely have some spare because my last place was, I can't remember, 5 by 6 meters. And it was actually really big. I don't think it ever really looked it on video. But thinking back, it was... I mean, three times the size of this room. It was too much space, if anything. So I had, you know, stacks of acoustic panels and a whole acoustic ceiling fitted there. Here, I don't need... I brought all my panels in when I first built it before I started bringing anything else in. I sort of looked around and went, I can't see the walls. This is ridiculous. So I've removed a load. And I've always kind of liked my rooms to be somewhat lively. So... yeah, I don't want them completely dead. I'm also going to be potentially swapping some around and whatever. So again, there's a whole, I think this is why I touched on earlier that I'm thinking maybe I'll do an entirely separate video just on acoustics and testing and stuff like that, because there's so much to trial and error, but it's kind of hard to fit in a video because it's just trial and error. And sometimes you can just move things around and then you check the graph and it's just not quite the same, but who knows, we'll get there. So there we go. Cheers and have a nice week. You too. Not your human. Unbelievable. High five. Love the video, Dom. Bit of a serious question here. I've had tinnitus for God knows how long and don't want it to get worse. How do I avoid hearing loss, like make music this loud for this period of time? Is there a safe spot for loudness over a certain period of time? Also, I've been using headphones. Are monitors going to help in that regard? Okay, first and foremost, I am not a doctor, so let me just make that clear. Do not take medical advice from me. But I would have thought headphones are not good because they're so close to your ears and they're also blocking everything else out. But they're also, you know, it's changing the air pressure quite close to your ears. And I can't imagine that that's healthy. Certainly not as good as monitor speakers where there's room to breathe. So I would have thought that that's worth considering. I'll be honest, I the only way to avoid tinnitus and hearing loss via loud noises is to avoid loud noises. Let's be honest, there isn't, you know, there's no magic potion, there's no magic trick to avoiding it. You know, I've been very lucky where I've had a lot of gigs where I've cranked things up too loud and the next day I've felt that tinnitus, and luckily it's gone the day after. And you know, that's more by luck than judgment. So you know, I'm incredibly lucky, and now I'm of an age where actually I put in earplugs. You know, and I also highly recommend to everyone and anyone who is thinking of going to gigs or DJing or anything loud on a regular basis, you know, get yourself some decent ACS earplugs or something, because you'll be thankful in the long run. I have clearly a lot of friends with tinnitus being in the profession I'm in, and it's not good. You know, some of them have suffered huge bouts of depression. In fact, one of them in particular lost a marriage over it, and he blames tinnitus entirely on that. It happens, you know, it drives people mad. So yeah, I feel your pain. I do sympathize. As for not getting it worse, you know, the only thing really is don't listen to loud sudden noises. You know, just avoid them as best as you can. And I know that that's not easy, especially in this industry. That's the only advice I'm ever going to give, to be honest, when it comes to that. I have looked into, there are some people that claim to cure tinnitus. There isn't a cure that I'm actually aware of that works. So that's the only other thing I'll say, is that there are a few people out there that seem to offer a magic cure-all. And to my understanding, people who have done that have come away none the better. So it's just shit, basically. Moving on. FanFan87, salut Dom, unbelievable. High five as your studio progress. Hope the roof will be waterproof enough, hashtag UK weather, and also enough acoustically treated. Can't be worse than my cubic room. So yeah, the roof, in fairness, has, I mean, day one of building this thing, I think I showed it, or I mentioned it in part one of the studio build video series. So I got the cabin structure up in day one, and then got the first sort of what we can see from inside, or you can't, but the cladding, basically the same as the wall, got the cladding on the roof at the end of that day. And then there's like PIR sandwich, additional insulated timber and stuff, huge big panels that goes on top of that. And then that's all bolted down, and then there's weatherproof membrane and stuff like that, and then there's the big heavy duty shingles and whatever. So I got everything done to that point on day one, and then day two we were forecast gale force winds from like 1 p.m. so I really just had to rush. It was a Friday, so I did an AMA that morning and then literally just ran outside and just, you know, pinned everything down as best as I could. So we did get gale force winds, and the roof survived, and I've not found a single leak or air gap yet. It was one of the first things I did when I built the structure, was I went around sealing any gaps or any potential issues. So hopefully I've got it right. Who knows? Like I said, we've also had these thunderstorms the last couple of days. One or two of which, I think two of the thunderstorms, they've been just insane. There was one of them the other day. You could hear the thunder rolling in for a good half an hour before it got really close and you got all the lightning here. And it, in the space of about 5 minutes, it went from sort of just clouding over, because it had been glorious sunshine that morning, it started clouding over, then started rain heavier, heavier, heavier. Then 5 minutes later, we had unbelievable winds where I'd run into the house and just shut all the windows because just everything was flying around the place. So, yeah, in fairness, in the first few weeks of this studio being built, it's already been put to the test. I was kind of thinking, oh, I'll build it in the peak of summer. That'd be great because at least we'll gently ease it into the British weather. Little did I know we've had just bizarre weather this summer. So yeah, there we go. But then again, FanFan87, I know you're in France, and the last time I was in France, I don't know if you were following the channel back then, but I was in the Ardèche and had the heat wave and then the floods where that was a really serious flood and we got flooded out of our campsite and everything. So we ended up then having to drive to Saint-Martin and grabbing a hotel there. And a big shout out to the owner of that hotel who offered to wash our clothes and everything because we were caked in mud. Anyway, my questions this week. As an artist, I don't know how I can get involved in the George Floyd / Black Lives Matter context. Because as an artist / a company, somehow, when you choose a path, a speech, you immediately stop to be consensual. And I'm also afraid to get politically involved publicly because it can close some opportunities, doors, gigs-wise. The best example I can quote is Feed Me's tweet, June 2nd. I worry political future in the UK will bring us a slower, sillier and more boring version of America's events. I'm also beginning to consider that voicing opinions may harm my ability to work in the USA. So, I get what Feed Me's saying, and I agree in the short term, but disagree in the long term. So first of all, I think long-time followers of this channel will be fully aware that I'm fairly open politically. I try not to go on too many rants of political stuff, and I consider myself mostly centrist, but veering to the left on a lot of things. So I think I've always been quite open about that. But you know what? The Black Lives Matter thing is not political. Because there shouldn't be anybody's politics. Or everybody's politics should be, don't be a dick. I mean, how difficult is that? Just don't be a racist twat, you know? I don't see how that could ever be political. If your politics involve discriminating someone based on the race or the colour of their skin, then you're a fucking idiot. You know, that's not politics. That's just racism. And there isn't any room for racism on this planet, in this universe. There just isn't. I don't get it. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't see that that's political. I get that political sides like to get dragged into it. I get that people like to use these events to back up their political views. But it should be apolitical, basically. So that's kind of where I'm at there. So, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement are not claiming Black Lives Matter more than anybody else. They're trying to claim an equal share of matter. And who the fuck doesn't want that? So I, you know, yeah. So where I agree and disagree with the Feed Me thing, though, is that I do agree that actually I think for someone like him, it's probably easy for me because I don't have millions of followers and I'm not that big and famous. So I guess I kind of go under the radar for a lot of things, especially any political rants, if I so wished. Whereas someone like Feed Me maybe has, because he has such a huge following, You know, I have seen a few of my friends post political things recently, and you can see all the racists coming out the woodwork on their fan pages and stuff, which is quite disturbing. I feel like short term, the American or US government is in such a state where they could impact your life if you were to be considered a political opponent. You know, the same could be said for Russia or China. So the US are not alone there. However, I feel like long term, you know, if Trump gets voted out this November, and I'm fairly confident that the vast majority of viewers of this channel are in agreement that it's probably about time he got voted out this November. I kind of feel like that's hopefully not a point to be argued. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like long term, you know, things will maybe kind of, if you think of the swinging needle of left wing, right wing, whatever, liberal, progressive to conservative, whatever, you know, it, at the moment it's swinging quite heavily to the right. And there's always a bit of an overshoot. And I think it's swinging quite heavily to the right because it was swinging quite heavily to the left. And, you know, hopefully it'll calm down and swing back to the middle, because, you know, people on the right seem to use people on the extreme left as a general, that's all the left, and people on the left seem to use everyone on the extreme right as an example of the right. And the weird thing is with politics these days is that the vast majority of us, left or right or middle or whatever, we all kind of want the same things. I don't think any of us publicly want others to die and to suffer. And, you know, we all kind of strive for everybody to just be happy and live together comfortably. People on the right want everybody to just live comfortably. People on the left want everybody to live comfortably. It's just how you go about that is slightly different. Unfortunately, the last 5-10 years of politics have become, you know, based on populism and identity, and it's all become, oh, well, if I agree with this person on the left, I am a leftist, and therefore I hate everything on the right. And that shouldn't ever be the case, you know, but it's now become so divisive that there's not much room in the middle, and even people in the middle are now being jumped on by both left and right by going, oh, well, you're on the other side, you must bat for the other team, therefore, you know, we hate you as well. And it's kind of bizarre. But I do still have faith in humanity as a whole, and I do feel that we make progress as a race over the long term, and hopefully this is just a big horrible blip at the minute, and so people like Feed Me can voice their opinions. I don't know if he's left or right, I don't know, but I can only assume from his words via you that he's not a fan of Trump, and therefore, you know, yeah, so him being vocal politically in public is could impact him and his ability to work in the US. But it shouldn't. It absolutely shouldn't, in the US in particular, because of your very First Amendment. But of course, to a lot of people, that only works one way and not the other. I don't know. So yeah, that seems to have been a big political rant about not going on political rants. But there we go. I can also see that my camera, it's hard to see from this distance, but my camera is about to hit the 30-minute mark, so I'm just going to hit reset on that, and I'm back. Right, okay, so I think that's probably enough on politics. I don't know if I even finished reading your question. Like considering self-censorship, but in the same time, I dislike a lot of the stick to the music order. Right, yeah, okay, I mean, there's another one. This is one of the things I saw on a friend of mine. Again, I'm not naming names because I don't know whether they want to be named or not, but a friend of mine who's a very well-known DJ, producer, whatever, has probably a million Facebook fans or so. And I've seen him posting a lot of Black Lives Matter posts. You know, the amount of people that are jumping out the woodwork and just, you know, telling him to get back to making music and whatever. And I think, well, hang on. That's... No, I think if you've got a big following, especially from a creative field, then I think, you know, use that for good if you can. You know, use that to get your point across. And I don't know, it's a tricky one really, isn't it? Because I guess if I was a huge fan of a particular musician and it turned out he was the total opposite of me politically, would I continue to like their music? It's tricky. It is tricky. I don't know. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, going back to the beginning of this whole rant, how difficult is it to just not be a dick? How difficult is it to just live and let live? All around, from every angle, just let's just live and let live. How difficult is that? You know, if you're religious, and it does not matter which religion you are or which religion you belong to, whether you follow the Bible, the Quran, whatever, you know, if you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, whatever, all of your religious text is essentially cut down to the sentence, don't be a dick. You know, I don't know. What a bizarre time to be alive, I guess. When. Yeah, I don't know. Here we go. So what's your opinion? Here we go. About that ethical deal. How hard an artist can get shadow banned or shadow blacklisted by promoters/festival bookings for rising his voice into politics, even though his actual politics are 100% obvious, like rising against racism. So I feel like look, it's a tricky one because it is a two-way street and we need to be aware of that. And that's why I'm being careful in how I'm saying this, because if I was a festival promoter and it turned out an artist I'd booked was a Nazi, I would cancel that act. So if a festival was being organized by somebody who was, well, I won't say a Nazi because I wouldn't want to work for that Nazi either, but if that person was on the right, you know, I'm not extreme left, but if I was, you know, I'm sort of center left, so if I was making the bookings and one turned out to be a Nazi, I would definitely cancel them. That would be, I just wouldn't have them on board. Now, tables turned, wouldn't, so let's say somebody on center right booking me and they found out I was on the left or center left, and then they went, well, I'm not booking him. I don't know, does that work the other way? No, it'd have to be a Nazi booking, and in which case I wouldn't want to work for a Nazi. So, but I think you get what I'm saying, basically. I think we've all got to be very careful in how we position ourselves in these things, because we do have to think about how is it when the tables are turned. You know, I certainly wouldn't want to lose a gig just because I'm left of centre. I don't think that's really going to happen, though, even if somebody was right of centre or maybe far-ish right. They'd have to be fairly far right to disconsider, I don't know. But then again, you know, you see a lot of people, and this is the whole thing with everybody being so divisive right now, is that you see a lot of people just saying, you know, I think Brexit is probably a great example where people say, you know, oh, you voted Brexit, therefore you must be far right, you must be homophobic, you must be racist, you must be, you know, whatever, a Russian troll. And I've been guilty of that to an extent. There have been times where I've seen someone make a flippant remark and I've gone, oh, you must be. And then I thought, well, actually, no, they might have completely different reasons. We don't know. So anyway, I don't know. I feel like people getting shadow banned or shadow blacklisted by promoters and festival bookings, then, you know, if a promoter, and I think this is the point I should end on, is that if a promoter is willing to cancel you based on your political views, it's either because you're extreme or it's because they're extreme. If you're not extreme, then they must be extreme. And in which case, do you really want to work for them? Do you really want that gig for an extremist, one way or the other? So I think that's kind of the point, is that it tends to be quite an extreme thing to do, to cancel someone's booking based on their political views. So if you're around the centre, like I was saying about the sort of Nazi situation, you know, then it must be the other person that's extreme. If they're not extreme, then you are, and in which case, still not good. So there we go. I can see you've tagged on another question. Will 5302 tracks be available on Bandcamp? Very good question. I'll be honest, I haven't really thought about Bandcamp. Maybe I should make them available on Bandcamp. Do you know what? I think the focus of 5302 is really on streaming. And I know Spotify lets you download and whatever to your phone, but it's still considered streaming. I'm not putting all my energy into Beatport sales or anything like that. However, Bandcamp is probably a good one because the artists get a much better deal. You know, because you're taking out the shop cut and the distributor cut and all of that. So, yeah, so maybe it's worth doing that, but maybe through our own website. I don't know. I'll look into that. I will look into it because I do like Bandcamp as an idea, as an actual product. It's kind of terrible. Their website sucks, and I just feel like it's impossible to make it look nice, which I know that's not the point of Bandcamp, but I just have issues with that. So yeah, I will look into the whole Bandcamp thing. I just don't know if it's worthwhile because obviously, you know, I've signed to a distributor. The distributor distributes everything for me to then also. It means that every time we put out a release, we've got to do separate artwork, separate file formats. You know, everything's got to be distributed through distributors and whatever, and it's all available. And then we've got to do a whole other separate release package, basically, for Bandcamp. And I'm not sure that that's worthwhile because, I mean, my own Bandcamp page, I've never promoted it in any real way, but I have stuck a couple of tracks on there once or twice, and I've sold, you know, maybe 10 copies or whatever. It's just not, for the amount of effort I've put into making a track or whatever, it's just never been worthwhile. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's something I'll consider. Maybe what I'll do is I'll trial without Bandcamp for now, and then you know, maybe in 6 months or after six releases or whatever, we'll have a look and review it. Have a good weekend. Can't wait for you to finish the studio. Me neither. Thank you very much. Mitch Brown, unbelievable. High five. The sound quality is perfectly acceptable. Thank you very much. And finally, Deadly Custard, unbelievable. High five. That, my friends, is it for this week. Please do keep your questions coming. Hopefully you, well, I'm guessing you're watching this video, so you're probably on YouTube right now. If you haven't seen the new studio build, watch it right now. It's probably about to pop up as a recommended video, I guess. Otherwise, it might be down that side of the screen. Who knows? Yeah, but do watch it and ask any questions, or bring your questions to these AMAs where I can be maybe more direct in answering them. Otherwise, do me a favor, share this video, share this exact video to all of your friends who you think might want to watch these videos, who might have questions about music production, sound design, how to make certain noises, how to get into the industry, how to get first gigs. You know, I don't know, what questions do people have about the music industry? Royalties, contracts, publishing, record label deals, artists, gigs, bookings. I'm just saying words out loud now. You get the picture. Please do share this video, because I feel like I want this channel to grow, but I also feel like the more people that watch these videos, the more questions I'm going to get, and therefore the more everybody's going to get a benefit from that. So yeah, also give it a thumbs up. Yeah, if you've made it this far into the video, you're a hero, because I feel like I have really waffled on today. Do you? I feel like it's just been rant after rant. I don't even know what I've talked about. But if you have made it this far into the video, then please comment the word setup, because there's a video here recommended in my channel called My YouTube Setup. So yeah, comment the word setup and you'll get a high five in next week's video. Other than that, I don't think there's anything else left to mention now. No. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you the same time next week. Cheers.